Good morning. An autopsy is scheduled for today in connection with a Tumalo man who was shot Sunday night at the family home. Authorities say 29-year-old Stephen Hargrave was killed in the shooting. His 61-year-old father, James Hargrave, is accused of the crime. Deschutes County Captain Mark Mills has more details.
But we do know that there was an argument. We're not prepared to talk about the specifics of that yet, and that there is possibility of alcohol being involved in linking to this situation.
Stephen Hargrave lived with his parents. His mother reported the shooting. James Hargrave is lodged in the Deschutes County Jail. He's slated for formal arraignment on Friday. The Freedom From Religion Foundation challenges Prineville's nativity scene. The city has rented public property to a private group who put up the display. Annie Laurie Gaylor of the Wisconsin-based nonprofit says the city's decision is, quote, a new strategy to get around the law, end quote, and she questions its constitutionality. She says their next step is to seek information about the permitting process. The space, by the way, is rented to local farmers to hold Saturday markets from June through October. The group that's running the holiday display pays the same rate for the same space, $5 per day, that the farmers market pays. A Bend financial advisor has some insight on the news about a credit downgrade of several European countries. U.S. credit rating agency Standard & Poor's announced yesterday that it placed 15 members of the Euro currency union on review for a possible downgrade as the Eurozone debt crisis worsens. Troy Reinhardt with Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management says the market dropped right after the announcement and then came back up. He believes the impact of the downgrade was minimal.
It may mean that those kinds of downgrades, the markets discount them because, you know, the United States got downgraded to AA, and did it change your life? Did it change my life? It didn't change interest rates. Interest rates actually fell down to 1.88 on the 10-year treasury. So there's lots of confusion, and maybe downgrades don't mean what they mean. It used to mean in the short term. I think they certainly do in the long term, but not in the short term.
Even strong economies like Germany's are on that 15-member list. 16 teams from Central Oregon were at Mountain View High School Sunday for the Central Oregon Lego Robotics Competition. The team spent 3 months working on the theme, the Food Factor Challenge. They had to design a robot with a brain to maneuver through an obstacle course. Head referee John Austin tells our news partner, News Channel 21, that the kids learned to work as a team.
Team effort, and that's what we're trying to promote, is that they work with each other and learn to work to be mentors to each other, basically.
The 9 to 14-year-olds came from Bend, Prineville, Madras, and Sisters to take part in the contest. The top four teams advanced to the state tournament in mid-January. University of Oregon officials say the school's allotment of Rose Bowl tickets was gobbled up almost immediately. The university says every ticket was gone about 30 minutes after they were made available to the general public last night. The Ducks, who are the Pac-12 champions, will play Big Ten champ Wisconsin on January 2nd in Pasadena. Tickets, by the way, are still available through other sources. The Vancouver City Council unanimously approves an ordinance that bans the use of all tobacco in public parks, trails, and recreation centers within the city. The vote was taken last night after 2 hours of discussion, which included public comments supporting and opposing the ban. That ban takes effect in 30 days. The council also voted to ban possession and use of liquor in public parks, except during special events permitted by the city and the state. Well, the home on Brass Drive in Bend now displays a pink Christmas tree in the front yard. A group of local Girl Scouts, along with family and friends, hope to brighten the spirits of 34-year-old Jennifer Vargas as she battles breast cancer. The tree features inspirational ornaments with messages like, "We love you, Jennifer," "Strength," and "Hope." Family friend Carol Northrup says they were amazed at the outpouring of help to get the project finished.
You know, you just have to ask, and people are just willing to help, and I mean, we all love her, and we want her to have just the most special holiday season, and her family as well.
Carolers sang while the tree was decorated, and Vargas was able to see the finished product. The family encourages anyone who wants to send a message of encouragement and love to stop by. Once again, that's on Brass Drive here in Bend. For these stories and more, check us out online at kbnd.com. Our next local newscast comes up at 6:35. I'm Dave Jarvis for News Talk 1110. KBND, depend on us.